Yeah. You had a crazy experience.
Very crazy experience, so, man.
Do you want to talk to the listeners now?
So this is happening at the time I used to live in Minneapolis. And I invite my friend to go watch the Gold Cup. It was USA versus Mexico at a Brits pub in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis. And it was 0-0, and me and my friend, we got bored, and we were like, let's just leave, you know, let's go to this club, smoke hookah called Seven. And I was like, should we drive or walk? We said, let's drive. It was like a mile away, but we still drove, you know, lazy, lazy us, you know, we drove, we get out, we park the car, making our way. We're going to head to Seven. It was on the corner of Seven. And last minute, we decide, let's go to Union. At the, right then and there, my friend, he's like, hey, look, Omar, Nate Diaz is behind you. At the time, I'm looking at my phone. Nate Diaz is behind me, he says. And I'm like, nah, quit lying. You know, I kept on walking. And then I turned my head like that. And then I looked over again. I was like, oh, shit, it's Nate Diaz. Casually just walking. And then we go into the same club. He's right behind me. He's on his phone, and I asked for a picture, and then he's like, very, very genuine guy, you know? And he's like, yeah, yeah, just give me a second. And then I take the photo with him. It was a quick one, and then we just go. We get past security, and then we're going up through the same flight of stairs. And then all of a sudden, one of the bouncers were like, hey, come down.
He's like, you guys.
To us, you know? And then he's like, y'all can't walk that way. I was like, what do you mean? And then he's like, y'all too important. And then I guess he thought we were part of the entourage. You know, me and my friend.
He saw y'all taking the photos?
No. We're going up the stairs with him. Yeah. So it's my friend, me, Nate Diaz is right behind me, going up the stairs to the club. And then all of a sudden, the bouncer calls everyone down. And makes
you realize you guys are like,
yeah, he thinks Nate. That we're part of the entourage. So everyone goes down. The entourage and Nate Diaz go down and go through a separate way to the other elevator. And then one of Nate Diaz's guys, he's like, hey, who are you? You know, like, wow, they just told us to come. He's like, they told us to come down. He's like, no, you go the other way. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So they went that way, the back way, and we went the normal way, I guess. And then we pull up to the bar. And then they come from the back, I remember. And then Nate Diaz, they gave him a section right away. You know, Nate Diaz, you know.
Yeah.
Automatically, you get treated with speciality, I guess, because you're Nate Diaz. I mean,
he beat Conor McGregor. Yeah. Right? Come on. In his prime, by the way.
Yeah. So, it's me and my friend. And then Nate Diaz comes and just gets like this between us. He's like, hey, what's up, man? What is there to do out here? It was a Sunday. I remember
clearly.
So he
came up to y'all.
He came up to us. He asked us what to do. Like, I told him straight up, man, it's a Sunday. It's dead, you know? And he's like, all right, cool. I was like, you don't mind me if I buy you a shot? He's like, yeah, I don't mind. I was like, what do you drink, Patron? He's like, no, Don Julio. And then I get the shot. And then he goes to that little section they gave him.
Yeah.
I'm buying the shot, and then I look from across the place, the and club, I'm like, hey, what's up? You're going to take the shot? And then he's like, give me the signal. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know? He comes, we take the shot, we chill, and then he does his little thing, and then we do my thing with my friend. They end up leaving.
You guys part ways.
Yeah, we part ways at that moment, you know? Mm-hmm. And my friend kind of wanted to leave right away. I was like, no, I don't want to leave to make it seem like we're following him or we're like
fangirling. Oh, like give him cushion.
Yeah.
Give him space.
So after like 5 minutes, we get down. We leave the area because it's Sunday. It's pretty dead, that bar. So we're heading out to Seven. And then Nate Diaz is still right there talking, you know, with the people.
Like in the front?
In the front of the bar that we're at, the club, Union. And then we leave and we pass by Nate Diaz and the crew, and we leave, and then he's like, hey, where y'all going? To me and my friend, stops us halfway, and then we're like, no, we're gonna go to Seven. And he's like, man, I tried to get in there. They didn't let me in.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. Wow. He's like, for what?
Shout out to Seven. That's a big mistake.
Yeah. So my friend's like, let me talk to the guy that runs the club because he knows him. So all then and there, he's like, but he's like, Nate Diaz, like, we're hungry, though. And then he was like, how about y'all go have dinner with us and then we'll go afterwards. If we can
so
get
he
in.
Invited you guys to dinner.
He invited us to dinner.
Man, what a real guy, man.
And
yeah, that's really nice.
Nate Diaz, really he nice. Had the Travis Scott one Lowe's, a regular jacket, and some jeans, man.
Just chilling in yeah. Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. And then
that's so random.
And then we go to this restaurant called FEMA's. They were closing down the restaurant, and they opened the restaurant back up just for Nate Diaz. And then,
as they should,
it was like, and then it wasn't only like four people. And the crazy thing is, too, I'm walking with him because he invited me to dinner, and then my friend's trying to get us in to Seven,
right?
And I'm walking with Nate Diaz and the crew, and one of the guys, like, who the fuck are you, you know?
Out of his crew, is like,
out of his crew, not even Nate Diaz. And then Nate Diaz was like, he's with us, chill, he's with me, you know, he's with us, he's cool, he's one of us. And then we go into the restaurant, we eat, and they serve us. They take us to the back, like the secret room, the restaurant, you know. Then
yeah, the private room,
the prior room, the party room, and there's mm-hmm. like 20 people, bro, 20 people, and we're just they're ordering Wagyu steaks, top of the line stuff, you know, just having a good time. I was being courteous, you know. I didn't even grab nothing expensive because I was like, I don't want. Think that we're like freeloading off of him, you know. I'm gonna pay my stuff,
right?
But then at the end of the meal, he paid, man. It was crazy,
dude. And awesome. This is what 2021?
2021.
Yeah, so Nate Diaz already had the bag.
Yeah, he had
two Conor McGregor fights.
Yeah, two Conor McGregor fights and
a couple other big fights. He had money at that point.
Yeah, then we go out. We finish having dinner and then we go back walking. We get to seven, we hang out there, and then we just walk in, make an appearance, and they didn't like it, you know. But it's crazy. Every dude was like hugging up on them. Zero chicks, bro. No girls, like, bro. Like, you think,
and that's the real message here.
That's like, the reality.
Like, you think this guy like is a badass, you know, could fucking. Has one of the best fights, you right. know, big symbol in the UFC.
He's a legend, dude. He's a legendary
and then
all fighter.
These girls would just come up to him and just, they knew he was famous because how, like, the dudes were like,
the
you
entourage,
know?
Yeah.
And then we leave there and we go to, what we're walking down downtown Minneapolis, and then one of his crews got
so you're
into,
still rolling with him.
Yeah, I'm still rolling with him the whole night.
So it's like hours.
This is hours. This is a whole like, night thing.
I thought it was just like a casual hello.
No.
They're like friends, night. Dude.
Yeah.
He that's follows what, him on Instagram.
It's crazy.
So we walked downtown Minneapolis, dude. His guy, one of the dudes, Chris, I remember, because he didn't like it because he invited us. That whole night he was giving me trouble. He wanted to, I thought I was going to have to fight him, you know, like. But one of Nate Diaz's guys, but everybody has their own temper, you know, their own characteristics, personality. But him, he pulls up on a guy in the street, and I'm walking in front of, Nate's walking in front of me, and Nate turns around, this guy almost shoots at us. We almost got shot in Minneapolis.
What?
Yeah. Jeez, so just imagine that.
Wait, like he pulled a gun out?
Yeah, this guy pulled a gun out on us. And then we just
he was targeting Nate, right?
I don't know, but his guy got into it, one of them, and then Nate tried to get into it. I kind of pushed Nate back. I was like, "Hey, nah," because I saw the gun. And then, good thing that nothing happened that night. But yeah,
what caused that? Like, what, y'all were walking to a club?
No, we were just walking. We're walking back to Union.
Oh, back to the first club.
Yeah, but. So somehow on the way, we got distracted. We just kept on walking.
We just started walking. Okay. But yeah, if you've ever seen Nate Diaz and his crew, they walk around with a certain energy. It's really easy to like.
You can tell something's
all
up.
Black.
If somebody looks at them, right, like two, three. Members of the crew will just be like, yo, what's up? Because they're all fighters. They're all...
Yeah. So they kind of look for it.
Energy.
Dude, they could kill, you know, majority of people. Exactly. Right. So
they unless pull they up, have a gun. They pull up on these dudes, and these dudes pull up a gun out. And then I'm trying to push Nate, and then I'm trying to calm the whole thing, and we leave, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's there. His boxing manager that runs his gym, Rudy. Randy Spence, trainer that's fought too. You know, so these guys are fighters, like, honestly.
So how did the night end? Like, how did he end up following you on Instagram?
Well, at the dinner table, we take a couple photos. I was like, hey, let's take a couple photos. And then there's a photo of Nate, me. No, Nate sitting down, my friend, and then me. And then there's the photo that we're just, like, chunking up the dudes. And then right then and there, I was like, hey, you don't mind if you follow me on, cause he put out Instagram, and he's like, look, you're just showing me. And then I was like, hey, follow me on Instagram. He's like, all right. He just throws his phone at me. Like,
bro,
you just like, do it.
You just hear
it. You know how cool this is? Like, just not only cause it's Nate Diaz and like we're big UFC fans, but in general, I think if you reach a certain level of fame and money, and I know you share some of these values, a lot of these values, like if you reach a certain level, you don't want to lose who you actually are at the core. And he probably at the core is
genuinity.
Just is a genuine guy who's chill and friendly. And I think it's really easy to let certain external things like money or fame or, you know, all of these things, like not only change you, but also just make you forget who you actually are and what you're interested in.
I'm sure if I would have ran into another fighter or another person, like let's say Khabib or McGregor or one of those other guys.
There's no chance.
They would have invited me less to dinner, you know?
You're not even getting a picture with them. You see what McGregor does when people pull up, you know, the phone, they're just recording it, and just come up to them and smack their phone.
Oh.
And
he's arrogant.
But it's like, it's weird because you're a talented fighter who changed the sport, but you're also arrogant.
But you come from nothing too, you know? Like, well,
yeah.
McGregor was a plumber working all these dead-end jobs.
Right.
And he changes. So the Nate Diaz stories, we go back to Union Rooftop, and my friend's like, bro, I got to get a joint for Nate Diaz. I have to, you know? It's just... It's like Nate Diaz. When's the last time I'm ever gonna smoke a joint?
Well, you gotta
Nate
give Diaz. Context to John. He's really like a proponent of weed and stuff. Like he's really into it. He's a professional fighter.
He's a professional fighter. He believes
smokes
in
weed a lot.
Medicinal marijuana and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, he got him a little present the night, and he just chilled. And then after that, we just called it a night, and he invites us to the hotel with him, bro. To the fucking hotel. We're walking. We end up getting escorted with some bodyguards that they like, hey, I remember that night. And then they drop us at the hotel. And then, bro, we started wrestling in the fucking hotel lobby.
All right, now you're exposing what? Now you're exposing how Nate Diaz's night ends after he's partying. But chicks come up to him and he ends up wrestling with his boys in the hotel lobby.
Bro, and then like I kind of wrestle with him. I get stalked and slapped, and then you know, just
wait. What, you got slapped?
Yeah, stalked and slapped.
it's like his signature move.
And it ends in a good way, you know. Then
had a happy ending.
Yeah. Oh, and a crazy thing is, he asked me for money, bro.
What,
Nate Diaz, to pay the bodyguards.
Wait,
hold on.
The plot thickens.
So hold on, he invited you to your hotel room.
Was this Nate Diaz or Nate
Diaz? He slapped the shit
out of you. No, this was before. No, but I gave.
He slapped you. Took your money.
Not like that, but the guy paid for dinner, you know.
No, I'm just messing with you.
I just gave him the bill. It was $100, you know. Boom.
It's